Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes.
And that peace and that security of the Lord is flowing through this place right now. And it's not going to stop. I just encourage you to just nestle yourself in the arms of this God who is the Prince of Peace. Because he said, I'm going to carry you and I'm going to carry you forever. Never leaving us or never forsaking us. And that peace of God will sustain us and it will help us. It is truly an honor tonight to have Elder R.P. Bell with us. Brother Bell, this church does love you. This church does love you. And we feel that you love us. Thank the Lord. Thank God. Thank God. He told me just before service, I guess if there would be a group of people, it would be a group of people like Brother Bell, elders, several here tonight that have faithfully served the Lord that could potentially feel like God owes them something. But I don't feel that from precious elders in this church and nor from this precious elder. He just said before service, he said, Brother Wilford, the Lord's been so good to me. He said, I get to preach somewhere every weekend, every weekend. I'm glad God is sustaining you, Elder. I love you. I thank you for the impact in my life. And we want you to preach to us tonight the Word of God. And we know that you will. Thank you, Pastor.
It is indeed an honor for me to be here tonight. Be honest with you, I don't feel comfortable calling a lot of preachers to preach for them, but I feel comfortable calling my friend, Brother Wilford. I'm glad that the Lord is still on the throne. I'm glad I'm still able to go. I thank God for my health. Last year, I had 4 weekends off the whole year. I'm going to have to do better this year. I'm going to have to do something to stay busy. Amen. But I appreciate Brother and Sister Wilford. Sister Wilford, come up here. You folks think you know how blessed you are. But you really don't know how blessed you are to have these folks as your pastor. Boy, if I didn't have any more friends than that, I'd be worried. But you know, the truth of the matter, he wouldn't be worth a dime without her. Amen. That's right.
You're already preaching.
Well, I appreciate these folks. I've been knowing them for a number of years, and they might not reciprocate, but I count these as some of my dearest friends. I really love Brother and Sister Wilford. And it's an honor for me to be here with y'all. Praise God. Thank you. God bless you. Everybody say, bless the pastor. I know that I'm supposed to preach here tonight, and I'm going to. The Lord will help me. But we're going to have church first. Amen. Where'd a guitar player go? A drummer. I didn't dismiss y'all. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, praise the Lord tonight. I wanted to sing this song at a church the other night. Nobody knew it. So we're Pentecostals tonight. Let me try that one more time. I said, we're Pentecostals tonight. Hallelujah. Well, some glad morning when this life is o'er, we're to a home on God's celestial shore. I fly away. I fly away. Gloria. I fly away. Well, when I die, hallelujah, bye-bye, I fly away. How many of you folks don't know that song? Well, why aren't y'all singing? Come on, open your big mouth and sing. Well, just a few more weary days and then I fly away up to a land where joy shall live. There was a little boy that went with his grandmother to a wedding for the first time, and of course he didn't know what was going on, and he nudged his grandmother and said, Granny, why is she wearing white? She said, well, she's wearing white because she's happy. She's getting married and she's happy. The little boy thought a minute and nudged her again and said, Granny, why is he wearing black? Amen, amen. Well, I don't know what time y'all normally get out on Sunday night, but tonight is going to be when I get through. Amen. Let me tell you one other thing. The average novel that you read has approximately 80,000 words. The average novel has approximately 26 chapters. The average novel chapter has approximately 3,000 words. The average sermon contains approximately 3,000 words. So every author is entitled to a dull chapter every now and then. So if this is a dull chapter, you'll know why. Praise God. Let's go to Romans chapter 5, verses 6, 7, and 8. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Everybody say, Christ died for us. What other scripture? Psalms chapter 56 and verse number 9. When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Before you're seated, I want to read it in a little different translation. It said, the very day I call for help, the tide of the battle turns. My enemies flee. This one thing I know, God is for me. Turn around, look at somebody and say, God's for me. You may be seated. Regardless of what you're going through tonight, God is for you. Regardless of what situation that you are facing tonight, God is for you. Regardless of the sickness or the disease that you are facing tonight, I want you to understand God is for you. Praise God. I said he is for you. The devil will tell you that there's no use. But when you get to the end, I want you to know God is still going to be there. Praise God. Praise God. Back in the Bible times, needless me to tell you, they had some strange customs. And one of those was in the Roman Empire, that if a man or a woman created a crime or did a crime that was punishable by death, and peradventure somebody would give them a pardon, they was obligated for the rest of their life to wear a white robe so that everybody would know they were condemned to die. But because somebody signed a pardon, they can live. Hallelujah. Amen. That's not all. If they lived in a house, that house had to be painted white. If they lived in a tent, that tent had to be a white tent. If they rode on a beast, they had to have a white blanket on that beast, so everybody would know that they were a criminal. Amen. But God delivered them. Hallelujah. The robe that I'm wearing tonight, I do not deserve to be where I am. I do not deserve to be wearing this robe of righteousness. But somebody signed my pardon one day. I don't normally say this or tell this. The day before yesterday, celebrated the year that Buddy Holly, J.P. Richardson, and two others was killed in a plane crash. Amen. I've said that to say this. I'm standing here tonight as a redeemed child of God because J.P. Richardson and myself had a country western band together when we were kids. Amen. Amen. Before he went to Nashville and then on his way to Iowa, he called me and said, please, go with me to Nashville to make a record. And I said, I'm sorry. I don't do that anymore. Praise God. Praise God. I'm saved. The Lord has filled me with the Spirit. He said, I don't know what that is you have, but when I get back, I'm coming to see you and I want to find out. But he never made it back. Hallelujah. I stand here redeemed tonight by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's the reason I say I don't deserve to be here. But I thank God for the saving grace of the Lord. Therefore, I know that my God is for me. Now, I don't know how it is in Missouri, but the governor of Texas is the only person that can give a pardon to a criminal. Amen. Amen. And unless Mr. Abbott signs his pardon, he's condemned to die. Praise God. Amen. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and they shall call his name Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Amen. I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the only one that can sign your pardon tonight. He's the only one that can redeem your life. I am of the opinion, even though this world is in a chaos, seems like everything is upside down, I want somebody to hear me tonight. God is still in control. Amen. I said God is still in control. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But I know one thing, God's still going to be in control tomorrow. The pastor had it right. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. God, in his infinite wisdom, knew what he was doing when he brought peace to this world. Amen. Amen. I don't know what you think about Israel, but I'm here to tell you they're still God's chosen people, and they always will be. It doesn't matter what happens. Amen. God is still for Israel. Hallelujah. And God is still for his church. Hallelujah. Every one of you in this building tonight, including myself, we were under the sentence to die. Amen. But one night, I knelt at an old-fashioned altar, and I gave my heart to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And since that day, I can tell you right now, God has never changed. Amen. Systems have changed. The rulers of the world have changed. Amen. But God is still the same. I'm reminded of the story. Small shipwreck. The only survivor on that ship was a young boy. He was tossed out in the sea and finally made his way to a rock. The Coast Guard found him the next morning. And they said, son, was you afraid? He said, yes, sir, I was afraid. Amen. They said, was you cold? Yes, sir, I was cold. And he said, I was shaken. But there's one thing I can tell you. The rock never moved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to tell you, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Amen, amen. I'm telling you, there is no peace outside of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Somehow you'll have to understand tonight, I was a sinner. I was without God. But Christ died for me. I read it to you in the book of Romans. Amen. Amen. And if you could get a hold of it tonight, and if you could understand what I'm trying to tell you, you were condemned to die. Amen. You should not be wearing a robe of righteousness tonight. Amen. There's not one of you that believes that you need to be where you are tonight. Amen. It's by the grace of God you're here. Amen. I said it's by the grace of God you're here. It's by His saving mercy that you're here tonight. Praise God. I think we ought to lift our hand and raise them to Him tonight. Please understand me tonight. I'm not here to preach the pastor's church. But you might not like the way I look. You might not like the way I dress. But you didn't save me either. Amen. Amen. I said you didn't save me either. The reason I'm wearing this robe of righteousness, it's not the outward appearance. Amen. But the reason I'm wearing this robe of righteousness is because one night I realized I was lost and going to a devil's hell. Amen. But God reached down and redeemed my soul. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. I was in a pit, forsaken, dejected. Amen. But one night, the long arm of God reached down in that pit. Interesting story. When Joseph and his brothers, how many of you folks know who put him in the pit? Reuben put him in the pit with full intentions that I'm going to come back and get him out, and I'm going to take him back to daddy. Amen, amen. But you see, it was not Reuben that got him out. It was Judah that got him out. Amen. You know who Judah is? Amen. That's the praising people. That's the people that knows how to worship God. That's the people that knows how to praise Him. Hallelujah. So when you're in trouble tonight, God knows where you are. How many going through a trial right now? Boy, this is the best church I've ever seen. Now then, how many is going through a trial tonight? Thank you. That's better. Hallelujah. I want you to know you're not in this by yourself. For this I know. Come on, somebody. I said, this I know. God is for me. Amen. I don't care what the devil says. I don't care what they come against me. Amen. There's one thing that I know. That I know that I'm a child of God. And I know that God is for me. Amen. Go ahead, devil. Rant and rave. Do everything you want to do. But I still know that God is for me. You know, Brother Wilford, I imagine there was days that guy got up and said, I don't want to put on that robe. I don't want to put that blanket over that donkey that I'm riding. Amen. Maybe his wife looks over at him and says, sir, the only reason you're where you are right now is because of that robe you're wearing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, Pentecostals, I want to tell you, you don't deserve to be where you are. Amen. God could have brought somebody else in your place. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God that I'm redeemed. I thank God I'm saved tonight. I looked at him and said, honey, it's a privilege for you to wear that robe. Praise God. Pastor, I'm not going to preach to your church right now, but that's all I'm going to anyway. Praise God. You women, they make fun of you because you wear long hair and your face is pale. You don't wear makeup. They laugh at you. Amen, amen. But I want to tell you, this world didn't save you. Amen. I said this world didn't save you. I'm wearing this robe tonight because he saved me. He redeemed me. Hallelujah. Come on, you need to rejoice because you're privileged to wear the robe of righteousness. My wife is gone. I miss her every day. But when we got in the church, well, maybe I shouldn't say it that way, before we got in the church, she wanted me to go to church with her, and I said, I'm not interested in going to church. A few weeks, she said, please go with me to church. I said, I'm not interested in going to church. A few weeks later, please go to church with me. I said, I'm not interested in going to church. She said, well, if you'll go to church with me, I'll go anywhere you want to go. Of course, my mother died with the Holy Ghost. That didn't mean that I had the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. But she died with the Holy Ghost. And I told my wife, I said, if I go anywhere, it's going to be a Pentecostal church. She said, you're out of your mind. I said, I'll never be Pentecostal. Amen. So my sister, who was in the church every Saturday, she'd come by the house, said, I want y'all to go to church with me in the morning. I finally told her, I said, Helen, don't come back anymore asking me to go to church. I'm not going to church. Amen. My wife, after she left, said, honey, let's go to get rid of her. So guess what? We went to church on Sunday morning. Amen. The power of God fell. Hallelujah. I told my sister, I said, well, that's it. We've done our duty. My wife said, no, we're going back tonight. They was in revival. Of course, it's on the revival, you know, you had 7 nights a week, you know. Amen. So we had church Monday night. And Monday night, that preacher's finger was longer than any preacher I've ever seen in my life. Amen. It reached all the way back to the back of the church, and it seemed like he was putting it on my nose. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But the power of God began to fall in that church that night. My wife liked to push me down getting out of the church to go to the altar. Hallelujah. What I'm trying to tell you, sir, amen, you don't deserve to be where you are. You don't deserve what God has done for you. But this I know, God is for me. Pastor, I know I didn't give you the scriptures. Turn over to John for me, will you? Chapter 1, verse number 10.
He was in the world.
He was in the world.
And the world was made by him.
The world was made by him.
And the world knew him not.
The world knew him not. Amen. Hold on right there.
Okay.
Aren't you the guy that was sitting down there at last time I was here? Why aren't you doing something tonight, just sitting there?
You're in the Holy Ghost.
He was in the world. And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He's doing better, isn't he? Read, Pastor.
He came unto his own.
He came unto his own.
And his own received
him. And his own received him not. Hold on just a minute. I want to tell you, God is for me. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But he said, there's a young boy in a little old town called Silsby, Texas. Amen. And he said, I'm going to go down there to those Gentiles. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So I don't deserve to be where I am. I thank God that he saved me. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. I went to the altar. I know y'all are probably not interested in this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I went to the altar. I knelt down. Now, y'all wouldn't believe it, but I had so much pride. Back then, I wore khakis. And my khakis had to have a crease that you could almost cut your finger on. Amen. Amen. But you know, when I come to, I was under the altar, wallowing in the dust of an old dirt floor, of no wooden floor. Amen. Dust coming up between the cracks. But you know what, Brother Wilford? I lost all of my pride because I come to the realization that God was for me and the devil was against me. So this I know, God is for me. So you don't deserve to be where you are. Amen? Amen. It's by the grace of God that we're here tonight. Amen. Amen. The robe. Let me talk about the robe for just a moment. The robe of righteousness supersedes all the other garments that you could ever imagine about wearing. Amen? Amen. It's not what you are on the outside. It's what you are on the inside. Amen? Amen. So let me continue. The robe. I want you to know that Jesus had a robe. Praise God. And the Bible said they stripped him of his robe. Can I pull my coat off here for a few minutes? No, I want it. So Jesus was stripped of his robe. Amen. Amen. They laid it at his feet at the cross. Gamblers, drug addicts. Alcoholics. Everything they ever needed was in that robe that Jesus wore. So they knelt at the foot of the cross and they rolled dice. Amen. Would you let me tell you, that night, somebody went home wearing a robe that they never had before. Hallelujah. 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 September the 29th, 1946, I went home wearing a different robe. Praise God. Why? Because I knelt at an old-fashioned altar and gave my heart to God. Wherever you go, you're wearing your robe. You're marked. You're set apart. Praise God. Praise God. But the interesting thing is, after they stripped him of that robe, Jesus never wore that robe again. Why? Because Jesus became our righteousness. Hallelujah. I said Jesus became our righteousness. Amen. Amen. So righteousness could not wear the robe. I'm here to tell somebody tonight. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're going through right now. But I'm here to tell you that God is for you. The devil don't want you to hear it. Amen. I said the devil don't want you to hear it. But mister, I want to tell you the happiest life that you could ever live is a life filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My daddy's brother was an alcoholic. My aunt lived for God through all of it. He locked her out of the house. He threw dishes across the way. He did everything imaginable, try to get her to turn around. But she lived for God through all of that. The Wednesday night in church, before she died on Friday, she stood up, turned around, and looked at the audience. And said, if you want to live a happy life, live a Holy Ghost filled life. How could she do that, Brother Bill? By the robe of righteousness. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He shall grow up before him as a tender plant. and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and we shall see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised. We esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our grief. He has carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was wounded for our transgressions. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Or he was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. I don't know how the pastor wants me to do this tonight. Everybody stand with me. If I could prevail upon you that raised your hand that you was going through a problem, that you was going through a trial, whether you're in this church or not in this church, if you don't mind, I'd like for you to come and stand right here in front of the church. Praise God. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Praise God. Praise God. Let me tell you something tonight. It is impossible for me to know what you're going through tonight. But there's a God in heaven that knows. He knows where you are. And he knows what you're going through right now. Normally, we come up like this and we pray for ourselves. But I want you to reach over and put your hand on somebody else right now and pray for them. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know what problems they're facing right now. Will you do that in Jesus' name? Come on, everybody, pray right now. Come on, church, I need you right now.